Church, this is Sean Gould, bringing you a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. It's also become a habit of mine to start the podcast off with a moment of prayer. So let's take a brief pause and turn our awareness to Jesus. Wherever you're listening, feel free to play along with me. Jesus, we give everyone and everything to you. We give you the day ahead and those things that are troubling our hearts. Friends, take a moment and name some specific things in your life you need to release. Whatever's getting in between you and God, take a moment, just name those things. Yes, Holy Spirit, restore our union with you. We surrender our lives and trust your heavenly ways. And we ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. So have you ever found yourself in stuck in a conversation with someone? Maybe they're venting or divulging something in their story. It might be something that's recently happened to them. Maybe an experience that left them in pain or broke their heart. Or maybe it's just honestly something that annoys them. And you're sitting there, you're standing there trying to be polite and listen to what's going on. But there are a million other things in your mind. I find myself in just that sort of conversation the other week. I walked into a coffee shop with my own agenda, rolling around in my head, wanting to get in, grab a coffee, and get out and on with my day. But I ran into a friend waiting in line I hadn't seen in some time, and we sparked a conversation. And I genuinely, curiously just asked, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? And they rattled off that all too common phrase, living the dream. And maybe it was God prompting me, or maybe I just didn't know what to say next, but I asked, are you really living the dream? And for the next 15 minutes, they told me how they were not living the dream. This friend shared about a dating relationship that recently ended, how their ex-boyfriend cheated on them, how they have been hurt, how much soul-searching they've done, and a lot of other heartbreak they've been wrestling with. And halfway through, I realized how much my selfishness was clashing with a clear opportunity to be a genuine friend, standing there trying to listen and offer hope and a word of encouragement, be a light in their darkness. So I stood there, I tried to recalibrate, and simply listen, and not try to scoot off in my head somewhere else. And then towards the end, I didn't offer a Bible verse or empty optimism, but I just said, man, I'm really sorry for how they treated you, and I just tried to offer hope and kindness. Maybe in the future with them, I'll have some courage and bring faith into the conversation, but it just didn't feel like the right time for that. But I do think this is the prime opportunity for me to be a light in a dark place for this friend, which ties in really well for today's lectionary reading, and something that's been on my heart a lot recently, being a light in a dark world. In Acts 13, we read about Paul and Barnabas' ministry at Antioch and Pisidia, specifically an event where Jews are filled with jealousy and begin to contradict what was spoken by Paul. And instead of hitting eject and getting out of the hot seat, Paul and Barnabas speak boldly, referencing the prophet Isaiah. And quote, for so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And as many as were appointed to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region. End quote. So we see the stark reality playing out in the ministry of Paul that I think actually resonates in our lives today. We have the ability, or maybe I should say responsibility, to be a light that ushers in salvation to the ends of the earth. That wherever our life obligations take us each day, we have the opportunity and invitation to enter into what God is doing in the lives of people around us. We have the invitation to say yes and bring the light of the gospel to people who desperately need it, which can have wonderful impacts. Like we read of in that same passage, that many were appointed to eternal life, believed, and were saved. Praise God. That's amazing. And I don't believe the stories in the Bible are exceptions to a rule, but ongoing examples of how God works and will continue to work through his people. That we also, like Paul and Barnabas, have a shot at helping broken and hurting people experience the light and love of God. And I think there's another important layer to this, a word of encouragement from Jesus when we extend ourselves and try being the light of the world. What I mean by that is when we read the other passage in today's lectionary reading from Mark 4, we see that Jesus himself understands there will be some people who just don't care about the light. Or can I say their hearts won't be in the right place to receive the gospel? We read in Mark 4, the parable of the sower. We pick up on the metaphor that the seeds that were sown on good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit. While there are some other examples of soil that doesn't bear fruit. All that to say, it's not our responsibility to prepare the soil of someone's heart, but it is our opportunity to bring light in the world just by sowing seeds. I'm sure there's more eloquent ways and other passages of scripture that touch on this more concretely, but what I'm coming to understand is that my role in being light in a dark world, or maybe my role in evangelism, is just to share the gospel, to be kind, to extend Jesus, to be empathetic, to listen, without the pressure that I'm the one who changes hearts. And it may just look like settling into a conversation at a coffee shop that seems to disrupt my agenda, but in the end allows me to be kind, receptive, and empathize and bring a word of hope. Plant a seed. Let's see what happens. Let's pray for the word of God to flourish. Thanks, City Church. Stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.